One more time now on Inside Agriculture. StoneX Chief Commodities Economist Arlen Suderman said the EPA RVO announcement, great news, but still a lot of uncertainty exists.
What the EPA assumed was the same blending percentage as what we've done in the past. We, as we've done the calculations, we find that that imported feedstock is at a 17-cent disadvantage versus domestic. And so there's incentive there for the biofuel industry to bid up for the oils, bid them away from the domestic food industry, and folk try to direct the domestic produced oils into the biofuel industry, and then the domestic food industry would lean more heavily on imported oils. And so, for example, if you were able to do that with 100%, in other words, biofuels made out of just 100% domestic feedstocks, then the mandate would be 4.61 billion gallons. There's a billion gallons of difference. In reality, it's probably going to be somewhere in between. I don't think we can go 100% domestic. It'll be somewhere in between. But even if it's 4.61, that's still a strong number. That's still strong demand for soy oil. And then the next question is the SREs, the small refinery exemptions. Those total, the applications total 18 billion gallons going back to 2016. What portion of those are going to be granted, and how are they going to be granted? And is EPA therefore going to add that onto the RVO or not, take it away? That can make a big difference. That's 10% of our annual demand if applied. And so that could have a big difference. We still think the RVO is high enough that this is net positive. We think it's going to come out of it net positive. We believe that President Trump, in the midst of this tariff war, wants to support agriculture via the biofuel program, and everything will be designed in that light. Now, let's remember that California, the largest producer of biomass diesel, has a 20% cap. Only 20% of the feedstock can be soy oil, canola oil, the domestically produced oils. So that limits it as well, but also then means you have to produce it. Also, we've got to get those RINs generated somehow. And so will it be used cooking oil coming in? We are seeing used cooking oil come in. When we look at the tariffs put on in April, we saw used cooking oil imports from China drop 99%. But then Australia starts sending us used cooking oil. Is that used cooking oil from China that went through Australia? I don't know. Nothing would surprise me. But we still saw overall used cooking oil imports drop by more than half. And so that means more, even more demand for soy oil, canola oil, the tallows, other fats. So we're seeing kind of an all the above trying to meet these guidelines.
Arlen Suderman was on AgriTalk yesterday. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Have a great day.